The Clare Byrne Show on News Talk
with Aviva Insurance.
We had to play Love Story because Taylor Swift is due to marry Travis Kelce next month, or is it this month? The internet is rife with rumours of their wedding plans, from renting Madison Square Garden to the celebs on the guest list. Everyone wants to know all of the details. Well, Bethany Mannell, Sky Arts and Entertainment reporter, joins me now. Hello, Bethany.
Hi, Claire.
Is it going to be in a sports stadium in New York, really?
You are so right. I mean, rumours are rife. Is Taylor Swift about to enter her marriage era? The internet says she is. Of course, it was about a year ago, isn't it, that viral social media post went out saying that the pair were engaged. Do you remember that your English teacher and your gym teacher are getting married? Now it appears they may be putting a ring on the finger, formalising that. But it does have to be said, no wedding date has been publicly announced by either Taylor or Travis by themselves or their teams. Swift's publicist has not responded to any requests, but like you said, this royal couple in America are creating lots of anticipation, and certainly Swifties have been getting their detective hats on, and all clues do seem to be pointing in one direction. So as you flagged there, Madison Square Garden, that's a big indoor sports arena in Manhattan. It's got about a 20,000 capacity, so it's not a very intimate venue, it has to be said, and it's directly above a big train station as well. But that has been booked out for the weekend. Now, it's a holiday weekend in the US. They're celebrating Independence Day. We understand from the New York Times that Taylor Swift is going to be having some kind of intimate gathering on Thursday, where apparently about 100 people are going to be present. But then a much bigger event, NBC, one of the big news networks in America, says it's having a big event on Friday. And that's where potentially 1,100 guests, who an insider has told them, and that's an insider who says they have an invite to the wedding, are going to be turning up. They've had to apparently sign a non-disclosure agreement and send that back along with their electronic RSVP. Not super romantic, but I guess you have to think about things like that if you're two of the biggest stars in America. And there's loads of other clues as well, sort of pointing the way, things like obviously the venue being booked up all weekend, kind of city permits closing the streets around the venue over the weekend, and that's been confirmed by the New York mayor's office. Taylor's team spotted out and about a production company in Pennsylvania where traditionally kind of big sets and stages for events are built. You know, we know Taylor Swift, don't we? She is meticulous for putting on a spotless big show. So, I mean, if her wedding is going to happen, it's going to be big and it's going to be beautiful. And like you said, it's going to be populated by lots of other fellow celebrities.
It certainly is. And it would seem, I mean, when you look at it, you think, well, that's not going to be a very intimate event, but it could be a very public venue hosting a very private event, because Madison Square Garden does security very well, doesn't it? So no one's going to get near this thing if that's where it is going to be. But when it comes down to all of the juicy details that we love, like who is going to be there, who might perform. I hear the name Stevie Nicks in the ether. Also, yeah, the country singer Tim McGraw will be there. Any other good rumours around the guest list or the performers for us, Bethany?
Well, you've hit the nail on the head with good rumours, because that's the problem, isn't it? Any name that's kind of a good one is going to get people's interest and get people to sort of look at outlets and kind of click in, see what they're saying. I mean, Paul McCartney's name has been bandied about. Stevie Nicks, I'd say probably, that's obviously the Fleetwood Mac star. I'd say she's probably our biggest thing to a dead cert, because famously her and Taylor are good friends. Taylor's described her as a mentor. And if you've if you're a follower of Taylor Swift, you know that she likes Easter eggs. And a little while back, she was at a game. It was a Knicks game at Madison Square Garden. And her two friends that were sat with her in the front row were wearing T-shirts. And on them, they were emblazoned with the name Stevie Nicks. So fans are now looking back at that photo and saying, oh, was this a big hint that she was going to get married in this very same venue and that Stevie Nicks, one of her great friends, could be one of the performers? I mean, yes, it could be, but it could also be kind of, you know, when you retrospectively put stuff together. But yeah, there's going to be big names there regardless. And of course, just the guests alone are pretty sparkling. People like Selena Gomez, you'd assume, would be invited. Ed Sheeran, Emma Stone, Gigi Hadid, and also Lena Dunham. Big fan of Lena Dunham and her work. So I'm particularly intrigued to see if she turns up. And of course, Lena Dunham had Taylor as one of her bridesmaids at her wedding to Louis Felber back in 2021. So potentially, is she about to return the favour for Taylor? We just don't know. But I tell you what, the moment anyone finds out more, we're going to know immediately, yeah, because people cannot get enough of this story. Any detail, any bits and pieces, we all want to know more. But like you said, it's a wedding. It could actually be quite a private event, ironically, in a venue that has a capacity of 20,000 people.
I'm nosy about Blake Lively, her once very good friend, because we heard recently that they might have patched things up after the big sort of to-do that they had when Taylor Swift was dragged into her legal case, wasn't happy about that. We don't know, though, do we, if they're together again as friends?
Absolutely not. I mean, what the internet tells us and what the reality is on the ground are often very different things. But as you rightly say, there was all that the legal battle that was going to happen and then didn't. So, I mean, very luckily for Blake Lively, all of that, you know, all of the details were not dragged through the public. And imagine if Taylor Swift had going to be involved with various of her messages read out. That must have come as a relief that wasn't happening. So you're quite right. Will she be there? Will she be invited? Will that be a kind of very public olive branch and kind of sign that the two have made up? And we just don't know. And we also don't know if this does happen as we're expecting it to, how private it's going to be and how much we will get to see. Even if it happens, we may really not see many photos and pictures. I mean, famously, Taylor and Travis shared, I think it was 5 photos of their engagement on social media. So they put the same photos and it was kind of a curated approach between the two of them, but it was very tightly controlled. So fans got to see the beauty of the moment, but that was all they got to see. And it was decided, will this be the same? Because whatever Taylor wears, her wedding dress, her hair, her makeup, her jewellery, let's face it, it's going to spark new trends and probably influence bridal wear for years to come. So there's going to be loads of people wanting to get eyes on this. And of course, there's also wild rumours they could already be married. This could just be some kind of celebration after the event. They could already be married. And this could be a wonderful ruse to distract people just like me and media outlets and get us all to focus on this big event. And actually, we've missed the fact that they got married, you know, days or weeks ago. And this is all kind of a big ruse to make us look the other way. We just don't know.
Not long to wait, Bethany. We will find out what will happen over the weekend in just a few days. Bethany Minnell, Sky Arts and Entertainment reporter. Thank you very much. We're sending our own spies, of course. I think we're sending Niall Horan. I think we're sending Graham Norton. So we're going to find out exactly what went on inside Madison Square Garden when that big wedding happens or doesn't. I mean, who knows?
The Claire Byrne Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekday mornings at 9 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.